What's going on, y'all? It's Ash Brianna coming to y'all with another podcast number 3. Y'all, we moving swiftly through these weeks. Like, although I did push it to a bi-weekly update, it's still, you know, we still grooving and moving. So anyways, you might have noticed that I did not put up a topic on my social media accounts for this podcast, and that's mainly because it was something that just was laid on my heart and that I wanted to talk about, and I've been seeing a lot of lately. Self-love is so important. Mental health awareness is so important. That's why I decided to speak on this topic, especially as we getting closer to the new year, just different stuff that you can start looking at and building your self-esteem up. So I just wanted to talk about 10 powerful ways to instantly boost your self-esteem. So the first one I want to say, do something kind for somebody. You know, I don't know about you, but when I'm doing something kind for somebody, I feel good because, you know, people are selfish. So if you go out of your way to make sure somebody's cool, like, you know, you make sure somebody good, you're not just focused on yourself, you know, that makes them feel good and make them want to go out and do something kind to the next person. It's like a ripple effect, you know. The second one is take care of your appearance. Your outward appearance is often a reflection of how you feel on the inside. So, like, say if I'm sick, people usually be like, oh, you don't look well, or, you know, this and that. Like, it's because I'm not well. Like, I'm not going to look well if I'm sick. Our bodies are connected to our spirit and mind, and they all reflect each other. So when you have low self-esteem, it often shows through how you take care of yourself. Small things like picking out something flattering to wear, taking time to style your hair differently, or accessorizing an outfit can, like, seem vain and superficial, but they can actually make you feel, like, immediately better about yourself. Just how you look, you know, taking time to, you know, groom yourself a little better, it's like a little actual, that's a confidence boost, because it's like once you feel good, you look good. Number 3 is just change your scenery. When I'm feeling any type of way, if I'm feeling like low, you know, I don't want to deal with anybody, I tend to either go and do, I just started this yoga, which is really keen in, you know, getting right in your mind and, you know, relaxing, like namaste and all that, you know, it just taking that time to reflect on getting rid of the negative thoughts that's causing me to feel this way. I'm more of an adventurous soul, so I'll probably go to like a lake or something. I might paint, even though I can't paint, y'all. I cannot paint for worth nothing, but it's just I paint my feelings, if that makes sense. So say if I'm feeling blue or down, my painting might seem a little chaotic, and that's what gets me to unwind a little bit. So change your scenery. Get outside of, you know, your comfort zone. Number 4 is write down your accomplishments. Think back to all the accomplishments you've had. Like, get out a pen and paper and start writing all that down. It seems simple, but as your list grows, you'll start to see that not only you have accomplished some impressive things, but you are capable of so much more. Number 5 is just to simply exercise. I know it sounds simple, but getting up and moving, like, that has an effect on your self-esteem. I know, like, that's keen, but, I mean, just think about, you know, you exercising, you burning off some steam, you sweating, like, you're starting to feel good about the results you're getting from your body goals. You know, just all that has an effect on your self-esteem boost. I would say exercise is very, very important. You know, building self-esteem, just being healthy and getting up and moving, not just eating and, you know, sitting and letting that stuff sit on you, because that has a negative effect on you. So just getting up and exercising, even if you just walk in, you doing something for 30 minutes, take 30 minutes out of your time to do something physical and watch what I tell you. You're going to start feeling good. You're going to start feeling like you have more energy, because that's what exercising does for you. It does something for your mind, your health, and all around. I think exercising is very beneficial to you. Number 6 is knowing your worth. Y'all, this one is self-explanatory. Basically, if you stand for nothing, you'll fall for anything. You got to look out for you. You got to put yourself first. If people see that you don't hold yourself to a standard, you don't know your worth, they gonna run all over you. And that's the last thing you want, especially if you're in a relationship. If you don't know your worth, you letting your partner or whoever do whatever to you, they gonna keep doing it because you're sitting there taking it. You're not putting your foot down or, you know, establishing your worth. Like, if they really care that much for you, they're not gonna try to manipulate you or run over you in any type of way. So know y'all worth. Don't be falling for anything out here. Number 7 is eliminating self-criticism. Y'all, a lot of us struggle with this. We forever just overthinking stuff. It goes with the comparison thing, in my opinion. Stop comparing yourself to other people. Just because Susie got a Benz, a house, got a family, don't mean that's you right now. Like, you might get there 2-3 years from now. But Susie, you and Susie different. Like, just because Susie got it don't mean you're supposed to have it. Like, stop thinking like you're supposed to be somewhere that is not meant for you. Everybody has a different path. Stop thinking that you're not good enough because you're not where Susie at. Number 8. I just gonna skip like that. Y'all just gonna let me skip like that? Anyways, number 8. Learn to accept compliments. A lot of people struggle with this, and that's like keen. Like, if somebody give you a compliment, you know, just say thank you. You know, a lot of people, I've seen a lot of this. Somebody will give you a compliment and they'd be like, you know, they'll be iffy to take the compliment because, like I said, people are selfish. Like, you don't rarely see people just giving out blank compliments. Like, I mean, you do, but in a way, like, people are more keen to not accepting your compliment because they like, is they being funny or like, you know, they don't think that it's genuine because people aren't really genuine. That's just the reality of it. But learn to accept compliments. You know, say thank you. You know, return a compliment back. You know, just accept it. Girl, if you look good today, you look good. Like, if you handsome today, you look handsome. Like, I'm not finna just be going out giving blank compliments. Like, if you look good that day, boom. You look good today. That's what I'm gonna say. And, you know, say thank you. Now we at number 9. Number 9 is making goals for yourself, where you see yourself in 20 years from now. Make goals for yourself. Long-term goal. Long-term goals and short-term goals. There they are. Make goals for yourself. I found that me doing that, it not only gets me excited for the future and what I have planned, but it's making me, you know, be diligent in how I'm going to get there. It's like a reflection on myself. Okay, you want to do this. How you going to get there? You know, where you plan to go and how you plan to get there. It's like a roadmap to what you're trying to do. Because first of all, who's not scared for the future of, you know, what's going down? Like, nobody knows what's going down. It's all a planning mechanism. Just because you plan something, though, doesn't mean it's going to go just like that. You got to, you know, be willing to change and, you know, accept change if it comes your way. But making plans is the first step to, you know, reflecting on where you want to be in life, you know, where you see yourself and how you see yourself. So, and lastly, number 10, write down positive sayings to reflect on every day. So just, you know, get you some sticky notes, put them around your room, you know, little positive sayings, you know, you're beautiful, you're worth it. Just stuff that you get to see and visualize every day. Once you start seeing something every day, you start to believe it. And I feel like that has worked for me and has worked for other people that I know use that strategy in building self-confidence, self-esteem, and, you know, just having self-love within yourself. Because, y'all, this world is cruel. Like, they don't care about you. You have to put yourself first. At the end of the day, there's no bunk beds in a casket. You dying alone. Like, what you do is what you do. And how you do it, you gonna have to answer to that. You know, that's how I feel about it. So put yourself first. Make sure your mind is just on another level. Because you know what? That's gonna determine where you get to in the future. What you do today will determine what you do tomorrow. So I just want to leave y'all with that. That was just like a little self-talk, self-love talk, because I love y'all. And, you know, just spreading that. Like, that's what we need. We need love. We need to spread love. All this hatred and, you know, this and that. We need to start spreading love and, you know, actually being aware of mental health. Mental health is serious. Like, just like these things that I just talked about, that's serious. And people struggle with this every day. Like, that's just the reality of it. So I just wanted to leave y'all with that. Please tune in 2 weeks, because that's when I'm going to have another podcast. That one will have a topic. So just be on the lookout for that topic. So anyways, happy hump day, y'all. And y'all have a productive rest of y'all day. See y'all in 2 weeks.